Welcome, esteemed listeners and goreheads, to the second annual Extreme Horror Replay, Oh Scares. I'm Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion, and I'll be your MC for tonight's festivities. We have a slew of fantastic categories, and a plethora of amazing nominees to scratch your horror movie itch. Each category has four nominees, and each was put up for a vote on the XHR Podcast Stories. If you didn't vote, then you have only yourself to blame if your favorite choice doesn't win. This year, we feature some of the biggest brats, the most terrible tropes, and the sexiest slayings, just to name a few. Guests from the far corners of the earth all came together to make this show possible. So please, take time to enjoy this exquisite event. And now, on with the show.
Thank you so much, Nate, for that wonderful introduction to this second annual Oscars. Is it Oscars or Oscars? We had a variance of pronunciations this year.
In my opinion, it's Oscars.
Oscars, like the Oscars.
Yes.
Which is, I think, what we originally planned. Yeah. So, but yes, this is the second annual Oscars. And as Nate had said, we put the votes up. And if your favorite didn't win, you only have yourself to blame. So, but anyway, yes, this is the second annual Oscars. And I'm going to stop BSing. We're just going to get right into the first category. And it will be Little Ben and Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet podcast. And they're here to announce the most annoying kid in horror category. So Little Ben and Eamon, take it away.
Oh, hi. I'm Ben from Watching Films on the Toilet. And
I'm Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet also.
Yeah, and we did this last year, so I did it on my own with a couple of celebrity guests who've been replaced by Eamon, which is better?
Yeah, or, you know, considerable downgrade.
Yeah, it's that. It's definitely that. But yeah, thanks for having us on, Big Ben and Nancy.
But you deserve no less.
The first award that we are going to announce... Most annoying kid in horror.
Ooh.
Which seems appropriate because you're annoying, Eamon.
Yeah. And you're a horror.
Yeah. And I'm a horror. And I'm a kid. Yeah. I'm a child. Okay. So the nominees were Samuel from The Babadook, which you've seen, Eamon. And we should say that Eamon is not really what you call a horror fan. So this is
hate horror.
Interesting that you can actually relate to this award this time.
I don't like experiencing dread.
Yeah. Charlie from Trick or Treat. You seen that?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Robbie from Poltergeist. You seen that?
Seen bits of it, but not really.
Yeah. We've seen the telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Petari from Rare Exports. And I hope I've said that correctly. I think I've seen Rare Exports. I've seen all the others. Should we say the winner now, or should we? Do you want to talk about?
We've been
just annoying kids in general.
Yeah.
And also, it's appropriate that we're doing this award because we both have really annoying kids.
Yes.
Like really, really annoying.
Okay. Did we reveal the winner?
There you go. Prime riff. Yeah. So the winner was the most annoying kid. Samuel from The Babadook.
He was annoying. I've not seen the others.
Wasn't he annoying?
Was annoying?
Wasn't he so annoying? He was such an annoying little jerk.
Mummy, she won't believe me! Mummy! 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 Oh my God, it just been normal! There is no Babadook! Yeah!
Get out!
Samuel! Mommy!
Stop this now!
Get out! Get out!
that we talked about this film a lot, and I did really like this film. And that it, what it does brilliantly is the relentless monotony of sometimes how children can get under your skin.
He's so annoying. I mean, the thing is, though, he was meant to be annoying, wasn't he? I feel like this award really should have gone, and I'm criticizing the winner now. It should have really gone to a kid that wasn't meant to be annoying, that like wasn't trying to be annoying. Right. See you for the next award soon. Bet you can't wait.
Bye, pedos.
Well, that certainly went a little off the rails, I think, with their commentary.
Pedos?
Pedos.
What definitely would be a good rebuttal for them?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if they were calling us the pedos.
He was.
Or if they were calling our listeners the pedos.
They were throwing shade at us, not our listeners.
Okay. Whatever. It's that snooty. Yeah, it's that snooty British.
Yeah. Let's eat some chips.
Fish and chips.
Those are French fries.
Yeah, but they say fish and chips. Fish and chips. The
chips are French fries there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're biscuits are cookies and
yeah, they're what they call biscuits, we call cookies. Yeah. When I'm just learning this just from like
90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, exactly. 90 Day Fiance. I don't know if they watch it.
I probably not.
A little bit. I think their wives, I'm sure, do.
I think they're a little bit more sophisticated.
No, even I'm sophisticated. Yeah. And I watch it.
Okay. All right.
You learn a lot about people from other countries.
Other countries.
Now, granted, it's usually the other country is usually like they have Indonesia or they have
Bangladesh.
Yeah, they have all these places, and very rarely, maybe like two or three times in the entire series, have they had a Brit doing one of the roles. And every Brit that is on these shows or any of the spinoffs are always portrayed as snooty little assholes.
Well, you heard Ben and Eamon.
Well, obviously.
Goes without saying, everybody that's British is a snooty asshole.
Yeah, stick up your nose a little bit more to us. Yeah. We're proud to be an American.
Don't forget who whooped your ass in the war. All right. So, but yeah, thank you, Little Ben and Eamon, for that first category. What a wonderful time was had by all. I doubt it. But we are going to get into the second category, and it will be introduced by Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. And, oh boy, Nancy has not met him yet. She hasn't had the pleasure of talking to him. I've known Danny for 2.5 years, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while. I met him when Nancy wasn't on the show because she was in school and I was kind of doing things with other guest hosts. But
thank God I stepped in.
So, but yes. Yeah, he is from Australia, and he's got a buttery smooth voice, though. He does talk a mile a minute, though. He's like,
I thought that's what Europeans hated about Americans.
What, that we talked fast?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but yeah, I mean, he's Australian. He
could die, mate.
That was really bad. That's not a knife. Yeah,
if I open up with my worst, then anything from this is going to sound better.
Yeah. But yeah, it's Danny from the Creepy Crap. I'm sorry, Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. And he is here to introduce the category for why the hell are they in this movie? That's a weird one.
Well, but it's not something that people don't think. Everybody thinks at some point during movie, especially if they're out at the movies, like the time is money and they can tell, they can pick up who's like just wasting their space. Time.
All right. So yes. Yeah. He is here to introduce the why the hell are they in this movie category. So Danny Boy, take it away.
Hey Hey, hey, going Extreme Horror Replay listeners. This is Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast, one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts. Anyway, I'm here to introduce the category of why the hell are they in this movie? Why the hell are they in this movie? Anyway, the nominees are Casey Becker from Scream, the podcast duo from Halloween 2018, Dr. Cruz from Friday the 13th Part 7, and Bearman from The Shining. And the winner is, I'll play a little drum roll, this year's winner of Why the Hell Are They in This Movie is the Bearman from The Shining. Ho ho, you go Bearman, you go girl. Yeah, Bearman, The Shining, you are pointless. Why the hell are you in this movie? You were the top person who didn't need to be in a movie. How bad do you feel? Oh, well, I guess you've just got to bear it, hey? Anyway, and good news everyone, if you wanted to hear a little bit more of me, well, you're in luck because I'll be back later to introduce another category. Bye!
Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. That was quite the show, and we very, very much appreciate your assistance in helping us with why the hell are they in this movie category? What'd you think? This is your first time hearing Danny Boy.
That's very interesting. You know, I love accents.
You do.
And my biggest talent that I have, I guess you could say, is accents.
I wouldn't call that your best talent.
Thanks.
Let's keep it PG-13, okay?
What do you think about my ability to do accents?
If it was anything like the one we did before he came on.
Oh, yeah, that we had to redo all over again?
No, it's on there.
Oh. So
yeah.
I don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, because it wasn't a good accent. I don't know what language that was.
You need to give me something to say, and I'll say it in Australian.
Well, Australian is just English with an accent.
Yeah, I can do it English too.
Okay.
Ben and Eamon said my English accent is good.
Right. Not your Australian accent.
We've never heard my Australian accent.
You just said good day, mate, earlier.
Everybody says that.
It was not good. Okay. Say, throw another shrimp on the bobby.
Throw another shrimp on the bobby.
They don't even call them shrimp. They call them prawns.
I'm not I'm not responding to that. I'm about ready to punch you.
I know that's the saying, is throw another shrimp on the barbie, but yeah, they call them prawns. Danny Boy called me out on that once.
No, I know that's because Gordon Ramsay always calls them prawns.
Right.
He doesn't say shrimp.
I don't understand. A shrimp is a shrimp. Prawn is not a shrimp.
We've learned so much about English food and how English people are
Kitchen nightmares. But even aside from that, having and communicating, I mean, we've met more people doing the podcast than we have ever. And from
you do remember where we're from.
Well, and I mean, we're from Michigan, but
BFV.
Well, yeah, but
compared to everybody else,
Australia, that's like,
what is that? The size of like.
Australia is about the size of the United States.
No. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Okay, here we go. How big is Australia compared to the United States?
As for size, if you count the 48 contiguous states and territories and exclude the non-contiguous ones, the landmass of the two are very close to equal. The U.S. is perhaps about 5% larger.
Told you.
You said it was bigger than us.
I said it was about the same.
I'm pretty sure you said bigger than us.
Whatever. I won. Australia is only 5% smaller than the United States.
You're probably over there getting excited about being right.
Yeah.
Well, making me wrong.
I don't get to be in
real life. You're over there in your silky pajamas. They're just missing the ascot.
Satin. They're satin, not silk. Jeez. You're wearing the same damn pair except in red.
Well, I gotta be comfy.
Well, they are comfy. We're gonna move on to the next category. We're gonna bring in Josh and Erica from the Crooked Tripod podcast. So Josh,
that sounds like a medical problem.
It very well could be. So yeah. So Josh and Erica, yeah, have at it here.
Yo, crewies, we were asked by Nancy and Ben to come on here and give an award of some sort. But anyway, we are HMC Studios Presents Crooked Tripod. I'm Josh.
I'm Erica.
You did a great job, dude. It's like, honestly, I don't know if the Extreme Horror Replay gang, well, I wonder what, we should make up a name for their fans. Like, ours are the Crewbies. It makes sense, right? Mm.
It does make sense. They should have. They call theirs Goreheads.
Goreheads. I think their podcast is great, though, Erica. So I don't think they should go with the Goreheads because it just, you know, it reminds me of a warhead.
Their podcast is great. They have a great dynamic and they make me laugh.
They do.
Every time.
Yes. Yes. It's so but gross. Again, not at all why we're here. We are here to present the category of biggest jerk that isn't the bad guy.
That's a good category.
It's a solid category.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. Great guy. Great job, guys. Kicking it off, the first nominee is Bert from Cabin Fever.
Which I haven't watched Cabin Fever since it came out in the theater back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who Bert is. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. We forgive you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The second nominee is Erwin Goldman from Pet Sematary, which I have watched. And he is a jerk. I voted on these because they posted it in stories, and I voted for him.
Wow.
FYI. No, yes.
You don't have any ties to that, I would say, but that's okay. That's okay. Number three is Dr. Hill from Reanimator. I have never seen this movie. I don't know who Dr. Hill is, but I wish him luck and good fortune.
Never seen it either, so good luck, sir. And the last nominee is Ted from Friday the 13th, Part 4. Also, don't know who this is. I have only seen Friday the 13th Part 1 and 2 and the remake.
He is very annoying. He is a jerk. And I happen to have voted for Ted from Friday the 13th, but I am completely biased because I love the Friday the 13th franchise.
Right.
So that being said, the winner of the biggest jerk that isn't the bad guy, Erica, would you like to do the honors? It's Bert from Cabin Fever.
Bert, what the hell is that?
Huh? Oh, I'm gonna go shoot some squirrels.
Why would you want to kill squirrels?
Because they're gay.
Bert, don't be a fucking retard.
Kidding. I don't care if they're gay or straight. I'll kill them either way.
Will you be careful with that thing?
Would you relax, man? It's just a fucking BB gun. Relax! Sorry.
Congratulations to Bert from Cabin Fever. Bert, I don't remember you. I know the actor. The actor is annoying, and I'm certain he was a jerk in the movie. But yeah, thanks for inviting us on to do this. I had a mediocre time at best.
I wasn't expecting that.
I had a mediocre time at best, but hey, listen, for all of the warheads or the goreheads, whatever you guys call them, if you've never listened to our podcast, we are Crooked Tripod. We are part of the HMC Studios, and you can find us on all major podcast platforms at HMC Studios, and we're also on YouTube if you want to see our bright, beautiful, glowing faces. So back to Nancy and Ben at Extreme Horror Replay. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks.
Josh and Erica from the Crooked Tripod Productions, we do very much appreciate you coming on and helping us out. And we are going to get into the next category now. The next announcers for that category would be our favorite boys from the North, Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street. And
Kark and Crook.
Well, Kark and Crook for the initiated, Mark and Brooke for the uninitiated. But yes, we're going to pass the microphone over to them, and they are going to announce their category. So here they are.
The next category that we will be announcing is Most Annoying Protagonist. Our first nominee is Sydney Prescott from Scream, Allison Oswalt from Sinister, Dr. Lawrence Gordon from Saw, and Jen from Revenge. Yep. And our winner is Dr. Lawrence Gordon from Saw.
I feel like that's the only right answer for the options that were given.
Yes. Yes.
You bastard! I'll fucking kill you! I'll fucking kill you! You fucking bastard! I'll fucking kill you! You fucking bastard! I'll fucking kill you! I'll fucking kill you!
You're gonna be all right. You're just wounded in the shoulder. I have to go and get help.
Don't leave me. No. 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 Lawrence! Lawrence!
Don't worry. I'll bring someone back. I promise.
I don't know why Sydney's even on there. Sydney annoying? Are we just biased because we're Scream fans?
No. There's definitely a more annoying final girl from the major franchises.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right. That concludes our section of the awards. We hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. And thank you to our good friends, Ben and Nancy from XHR, for having us on to do this for a second year. It's always fun. And I always look forward to these episodes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I felt during their announcement that I should have had a blanket and a cup of tea.
I know, it was lackluster. Like,
it was very just la 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 la.
Kark sounded like he was like doing a eulogy.
You guys need to up the attitude, yeah. Bring the fun into
it.
Get those
juices flowing.
Man, like have a drink or something and just like, man, like, you know, Canadians just, we're supposed to be nice and everything, but like, they didn't say anything about being dull.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I thought you were going to bring the flavor.
Yeah. I thought if anything else, I thought that they would want to like sound really good to promote their own podcast.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. You guys are easy targets. I'm sorry. Yeah. So here we are going to have Nick and Andy from the Slash U podcast. And if you remember last year, they failed to remember the name of our show. Fortunately, this year they did a lot better in getting everything correct.
They probably had to practice it like 10 times.
They did. I wish they would have sent us the outtakes, yeah, if they had to practice them, because that seemed like a one and done shot. But no,
Extreme Horror Podcast.
At least they didn't call us Extreme Horror NPR. So, but no, Nick and Andy from across the little pond of Lake Michigan over there in the great state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I think the UP is connected to Wisconsin, is it not?
Yes. Yes, it would be.
So they're kind of like, you know, neighbors.
Well, Wisconsin is known for beer and cheese and beer.
And Jeffrey Dahmer. I think we already talked about that.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer. And then, yeah, so, yeah, well, you got, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer and then Nick and Andy from A Slash You Podcast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, yeah, here they are to introduce the worst trope in horror. Again, yes, Nick and Andy from Slash You Podcast. So, guys, please take it away, and we will talk to you again after you introduce.
Hey, Nick. Okay. Hi, Andy. Does my breath smell?
Oh, it smells great.
Let me lick your beard. Come here.
Come here. We are Andy and Nick from Slash You.
Slash You!
It's a podcast that deals with cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten horror and slasher movies. Check us out. All the major podcast platforms.
We also talk about yoga pants.
We do, and all sorts of other things. So we're here for Ben and Nancy to do the... to announce the category of the winners. Worst horror trope.
This is great because we talk about tropes all the time.
Oh my gosh, there's tons of tropes.
What are the worst horror tropes? I have my own opinion.
Right.
Here are...
The nominees.
Worst horror trope. Empty subway. Third step breaks.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Flashlight flutters.
Oh, sure, of course.
Poking the dead guy to see if he's dead.
Those are all things that show up multiple times.
Multiple times. Empty multiple subway movies. Is like my personal one where I'm like, oh, my God.
You're going down the steps. One, two. Oh, third one broke. God damn it. Yeah.
And how you're able, like, empty subway, empty hospital, empty fucking city.
Empty everything.
All right,
like, oh, this fucking flashlight's not working.
Yeah. So. And actually, the winner is...
the flashlight fluttering. Yay!
I just put batteries in this thing.
Oh, damn it.
That is a good trip.
That is a good one.
These are fun.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Well, Nick and Andy, thank you so much for helping us out with that first category, the worst horror trope in horror. That didn't make sense. That was redundant. But, yeah, we do appreciate you guys coming on and helping us out. And, I know we're going to see you again a little bit later. And I think
they did a good job of kind of explaining what the options were.
They had fun with this one. And yeah. We like that. We like it when our guest hosts come on and have fun,
yeah.
Have fun with it.
They have boundless energy.
And they remembered our name this year.
Yes.
So, yes.
Thank you, / correspondence course.
Thank you, Nick and Andy from / You. We'll see you again in just a little bit. But we are going to go now back to our good friends, Ben and Eamon, Little Ben and Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet podcast to announce their next category, and we will be with them in just a second. So hold on, and here they come.
So the next award is for, we're still Ben and Eamon, you know who we are, listen to us earlier on. Best horror based on true events, which is quite based on true events because, you know, they take liberties, don't they? The nominees are The Mothman Prophecies.
Everyone hates moths.
Eat your pants, don't they? Number two, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Also about moths.
Next one, I don't think I've ever heard of this, The Deliberate Stranger.
No, I don't know that one.
Nope. And The Girl Next Door.
Okay, I've seen one.
You've seen one?
No, I've seen zero. I've seen none of them.
What's The Girl Next Door? I should know what that is. I'll probably be embarrassed when I find out.
Sounds like a rom-com.
Maybe that's to keep you off guard. It was a Sandra Bullock rom-com. Anyway, winner of the... what's it? Oh, yeah. Best... lost it. Hang on. Best horror based on true events. Which one do you think it was, Eamon? Have a guess.
You say the only one I know, which is The Mothman Prophecies.
Wasn't that one? It was The Girl Next Door.
Oh.
Which I hope everyone that voted for enjoyed. I need to find out what this is.
One sound down here, and I'll kill the both of you.
Nothing in my life has been right since the summer of 1958.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Time when even the guilty displayed a rare innocence.
See anything?
Not even a goddamn elbow.
Hold it. Wait.
He wants to sleep over there again.
What, next door?
I'm Meg.
And David, there are two young girls living at the Chandler's now.
So?
I hear you met her.
Oh, your cousin, yeah, down by the rock. Cute too, ain't she?
What's that?
They were in an accident.
Both parents died too. Mom says he must have died instantly.
He just dropped by to get this to David.
She's something, isn't she? Mrs. Chandler must love having her around.
Tent worms. I'll do this one, and you can do the rest, okay?
I don't want to. David? Hey, Meg, how's it going?
I haven't eaten in almost 2 days. Ruth hates me. We all do.
I don't care what any of you do anymore!
Bitch! Your sister is a goddamn bitch!
Nothing I ever do is right.
It doesn't sound like the roof I know.
You're alone, good damn you!
Not so fun when it's your precious sister getting slapped around. Teach you to pick on people your own size.
Susan! You brought a cop here. After my mother!
Best policy, mind your own business. That's how you stay out of trouble.
So you think any more about it?
About what?
Getting Meg into the game?
We got our own game now.
You want to think about one thing, girl. Well, two things, actually. First, it could be your little sister hanging here instead of you. And second, I know some of the bad things you've done, and I'm kind of interested to hear them, so maybe this confessing isn't such a kid's game after all. I can hear it from the one of you, or I can hear it from the other. You just think about that.
No!
Girl next door, who's in it? Girl next door. I'm sure I'll go, oh, it's a romantic comedy from 2004.
Is it a red hair?
What is this? 2007? Oh, okay, no. The Girl Next Door, 2007 film, horror film. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Is it good? What's it got on the tomatoes? 67% Rotten Tomatoes. That's a very common score for horrors. They often are around the 50, 60.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Little Ben and Eamon, for that. That one was a very energetic category announcement.
Jolly good. good going.
Yeah. You know.
Little Ben and Eamon.
Little Ben and Eamon.
Child diddlers.
They're a bunch of pedos. You'll understand
if they want to imitate you, we'll imitate them right back.
Everybody will understand what that means in the outtake.
Totally good.
We very much do. Again, we appreciate your assistance in helping us with our Oscars. I think we need to very much clarify next year if we do.
Everybody wants to call the Oscars.
The Oscars. Maybe, I mean, it's Oscars.
You came up with it. I'm not.
It's the Oscars. It's a play off the Oscars.
Nobody's ever going to get it right.
I guess that's
single one of the people that we
I guess that's the fun
asked
of it.
To do this are always like, is it the, like with them?
Because it's apostrophe scares. So I think everybody's looking at it and saying
that you have to get rid of the apostrophe. That's what the problem is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like, it would be like O'Neill or O'Reilly.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, you fucked that up.
No, I think across the pond, they have after the O apostrophe, that means O, not ah.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah. Like I said, you fucked that up.
I didn't. You're the one that.
All right. Well, okay. Either way, thank you, Little Ben and Eamon, for helping us out with the last category that you guys will be announcing forever.
He did do a good imitation of you. I will say that. He was like talking like.
Well, this. Like they said, he thought they sounded like Keanu Reeves. We're gonna go back to Nick and Andy from the Slash You podcast, and hopefully they bring the entertainment, they bring the funny, they bring the energy. We'll see in just a second here. So Nick and Andy from Slash You, please take it away and announce the next category for the Oscars.
hey, it's Andy and Nick.
Oh, wait, are we slash you? Were we really supposed to?
We're
we
doing. Just keep going. We're doing another category here for their award show for Ben and Nancy. It's our friends at Extreme Horror Replay. This category is movie that deserves a remake.
Mm. Mm. Good Burger, not Good Burger 2, but they'd remake Good Burger,
yeah,
and they called it like Good Veggie Burger.
Well, the nominees.
Okay.
Movies that deserve a remake.
There you go.
The nominees are Reanimator, Ghost Ship, Tension, and Intruder, 1989.
Ooh. Oh, ooh.
Yeah, I know. And the winner of the movies that deserve a remake is
Reanimator.
Yay.
I don't know. Intruder, that's a good call, but I really feel like they did it right the first time.
Who judges these things?
Wait, but who gets to, you know, who makes the call? Oh, yeah. I think they leave it to the people and maybe themselves a little bit.
Well, Reanimator it is, the winner. Congrats, yeah. Reanimator, you deserve a remake.
Herbert West is at the top of his class in medical school.
How can you teach such drivel? These people are here to learn and you're closing their minds before they even have a chance.
What are He's you? Brilliant, but a little weird.
I've broken the 6 to 12 minute barrier. I've conquered brain death.
His experiments have always been unorthodox.
It was dead.
But lately, they're getting out of hand. And he's just made a discovery that could wake up the dead.
Herbert West has affected reanimation in dead animal tissue.
What are you thinking? How do you feel?
Once you wake up the dead, you've got a real mess on your hands.
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened?
I had to kill him!
He's dead? Not anymore.
Herbert West brought a lot of dead people back to life, and not one of them showed any appreciation. H.P. Lovecraft's classic tale of horror, Reanimator.
Mr. West.
You'll never get credit for my discovery. Who's going to believe a talking head? Get a job in a sideshow.
It will scare you to pieces.
Yeah, remake, reanimate.
You reanimate the reanimator.
Rejoice and remake the reanimator.
That is ridiculous.
Replay this.
Replay. This. Extremely.
Yeah, horror. Hey, thanks so much for
thanks
having
so
us.
Much for
slash
having
you
us.
Rules, boobies, boobies.
Bye.
Well, that was Nick and Andy from Slash U Podcast and over there near Milwaukee. Now, we do appreciate this time that they did get the name of our show correct. Yep. And they remembered our
Maybe
names.
Maybe Jeffrey Dahmer ate part of their brain.
You know, Milwaukee, I can't help but think of that scene from Wayne's World with Alice Cooper.
Oh, I always think of Laverne and Shirley.
Well, they also did that too. Yeah, yeah. What is it? The brewery. What's the name of the brewery?
But
Milwaukee or Milwaukee is Algonquin for the good land. Just in case nobody knew that. I got
like
nothing.
Everyone listening.
Yeah. Is it Schroeder's Brewery? No.
I can visualize the opening of Laverne and Shirley, but Schatz.
Schatz Brewery. Okay. All right. So it was Schatz Brewery, but it was fictitious, so it doesn't count anyway. But yeah, Nick and Andy, thank you so much for being a part of our little show, the Oscars or the Oscars or the whatever the hell you want to pronounce it. But we very much appreciate it. And we're going to go on to the next category now. And we're going to bring back, I think, Danny Boy. Should we bring back Danny? We'll bring back Danny Boy to announce the next category. And Danny Boy, please take it away.
Hey Hey everyone, this is Danny Boy. I'm back by popular demand, or maybe unpopular, depends how much you enjoy my voice. But anyway, I am back to introduce another category, and this time we've got the least needed scene in horror. That's right, the scene that was not needed in a horror movie. I got four nominees for your asses, and here we go. Number one, Annie Stuck in the Window, Halloween 78. I've seen a few stuck pornos, and they always end pretty good. Happy ending, you would say. Anyway, number two is Playing Monopoly, Friday the 13th. Number three, Butterfinger from Cabin Fever. And four is Remote Control War from The Poltergeist. That's right, I'll read them all again for you. Annie Stuck in the Window, Halloween 78, Playing Monopoly, Friday the 13th, Butterfinger from Cabin Fever, or Remote Control War from Poltergeist. And the winner is, with much popular demand, the top nominated least needed scene in horror is Butterfinger from Cabin Fever. It's Finger in the Butt from Cabin Fever. Or I assume that's what the scene is. I can't remember at the moment anyway. I'm just here to read it, not talk about it. So the least needed scene in horror was Butterfinger from Cabin Fever. Thanks, Ben and Nance, for having me on the show. Loving the award night. It's so good. I'm glad we all came. We all dressed up. We're all in tuxedos and all that sort of stuff, and dresses, guys and girls, depending on who's announcing this. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast, and back to you guys. See you later. Arrivederci, my friends.
All right, that was Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast.
And I want some of what he's taking.
He is always a ball of energy.
Somebody like, spiked his Vegemite.
He does his shows by himself. He's usually a one-man band, but he will fit.
He overcompensates.
He will fit an entire movie's worth of information in the space of about 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, he's definitely a natural when it comes to broadcasting. I would love to have his kind of energy.
He's got that buttery voice too.
Yeah.
The white berry white, the Australian berry white. A little bit more high energy than our boys up in Canada.
Nothing like berry white, but okay.
Well, he's got, it's deep and it's buttery, it's mellow, but it's mellow, but it's like high energy.
You're finding like some sexual inflections that I'm not picking up.
All right. Well, either way you slice it, any way you slice it. Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. We do very much appreciate your assistance with our show, and we will talk to you another time. So thank you. And we're going to go back to, this time we're going to go back to Josh, Seth, and Jess from the HMC Horror Movie Crew Podcast to introduce the next category. So Josh, Seth, and Jess, please take it away.
Yo, crewies, we are the Horror Movie Crew Podcast. I am Josh.
What's up? It's Jess.
Hey, y'all. Seth here.
We have been asked to provide some nominees for the second annual O-Scares. I think that's what they call it, but it's a play on Oscars. I think it should be O-Scares, but I think O-Scares. They call it the Oscars.
Oscars.
That's cool.
Yeah, That's cool. We are here to introduce the category for the most annoying final girl. Do you think they gave us that category because out of all of our podcast friends, we may be the most annoying out of all of them?
There's a good chance that that's true.
It's possible.
Yeah.
The Final Girls is what we watched when we first started this podcast.
That's true. How funny is that? I wonder if that's why they did that.
It's possible.
All right. Anyway, hey, let's jump into some of our nominees here. So first, we have, which I agree with, Laurie Strode from Halloween 1978. Talk about annoying. I think she should take the cake. Go ahead.
Alice from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, also annoying. Just hangs out in that boat.
She is very, yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the cabin scene, remember when we did that movie, Seth, and we were all worked up because she just like hung out in the cabin and like hid in the corner. Remember? She was like,
is she the one that like acted older?
No, she makes all those grunting noises.
Oh, that's though. Right. Okay, yeah. She was annoying.
Give us one of her grunts. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, she was annoying. Sounds spot on.
We have Jen from Revenge.
I've never seen this.
I haven't either.
Never seen it.
So I don't know who that is.
Well, that's fine, I guess. And then we have, I don't agree with this at all. We have Julie James from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
She is kind of pretty, annoying in that.
Yeah, she is.
What's annoying? That little weird run she does at the end that Scary Movie perfectly mimics?
Yeah, just like the way she talks. She's very like, like the whole time.
She was a little spastic.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? Yeah.
That scene alone probably puts her in the annoying category.
You think that scene alone should make her take the cake?
That's a bad scene.
But anyway, all right, let's announce the winner for the most annoying final girl. Jess, would you like to do the honors?
The winner is Alice from Friday the 13th. I could agree with that.
You agree with it?
I agree with that.
Yeah. 10 milligrams Valium. It's all right now, Alice. It's all over. Everything's over.
Your folks are on the way up.
Is anyone else alive? Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am. Two of my men pulled you out of the lake. We thought you were dead, too. Do you remember very much?
The boy. Is he dead, too?
Who?
The boy, Jason.
Jason?
In the lake. The one who attacked me. The one who pulled me underneath the water.
Ma'am, we didn't find any boy.
Then he's still there.
I think, you know what? I don't know, though. Laurie Strode is really annoying in the first Halloween movie. Remember, she's like, has this stalker after her, and she goes home and just takes a nap after seeing him out in the curtains.
Sleepy.
Or the sheets. She looks outside, and he's just there. Like, she's like, you know what? You know what will help? I'll take a nap.
Take a nap. Leave the window open. Take a nap.
Everybody can go listen to our podcast on all your major podcast
platforms. What are you waiting for?
We're on the YouTube. You can see our beautiful smiling faces, Jess's big white teeth, Seth's big old forehead, and just my beautiful, beautiful face.
Yeah.
You'd agree with me. Find us on all your major social media platforms. In that case, thank you to Nancy and Ben for having us on to announce the nominees and the winner for the most annoying final girl. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
You guys gonna say bye?
Bye.
Well, HMC podcast, that was a lot of information packed into a short time frame. But okay, yes. HMC podcast, Josh, Seth, and Jess, we do very much, again, we appreciate your assistance in helping us with our little show. We do very much appreciate your humor and your
je ne sais quoi.
The je ne sais quoi that your show brings to our show. So thank you so much for helping us. We do appreciate it. Before we announce the final category, we would like to take a brief moment, maybe a minute or so, to honor the shows that we lost this year.
This like the like they do on Survivor when they do the,
this would be the in memoriam,
the trail of people that have
yes
have come and gone, make it look like people died when it's just a show.
Last year in 2023, one of our good friends, Porcelain Peak, Tone, John, and Anthony, they decided to call it a day and shut down their little show. So we're going to take a minute just to listen to some clips from their show. They were presenters on last year's Oscars, and, you know, I had talked to them for quite some time before they were on the show, did some trivia with them, and
it's always sad when someone that you like kind of
retires. Yeah, you know, they were good guys. They were on for what I think they started when we first started, like the first iteration of the show. And then they helped me out with an episode when you were in school, and I was on one of their episodes. I did trivia with them, but they were good guys. They were really nice, you know, really nice people.
They did. And they had a decent following too, which is kind of, surprises me.
Yeah. They decided to hang up their headphones.
They went out while they were ahead.
They did.
Like the Golden Girls.
And now they kind of branching out. They're not doing the audio files anymore, the audio podcast, but they have their own little film production company that they have started. So we're gonna spend a little time with them, and we will get back to the very last category here in just about a minute or so. So Porcelain Peak, this one's for you.
Take it away.
Let me just give you the quick order so John can quit flagging me down. iTone will be reading to him. John's going to read to Anthony, and then Anthony will read back to
me.
And the category is X. So, John, name four horror movies that feature evil parents.
Carrie. Okay. Carrie.
Okay. Cop out.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking take the cop out after performances that will not be named until the 30th.
I mean, in all fairness, he did name like three Halloween movies for one answer once.
And I was correct. And yeah. And you're correct. I mean, yeah, it's desperate, but I'm okay with it. Yeah.
The Curse of La Llorona.
Okay.
She's a mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I might need a second for this last one because I was already scraping the barrel.
Oh, yeah.
And then Friday the 13th.
Yes. I was like, dude, come on.
Or even like up until the right before they had to put the movie in for distribution, basically, like for final exporting, they were building shit and shooting like last minute
Whoa.
Stuff to like look little inserts of like, oh, we need to show that like PG has that like pink bubblegum blood or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the little inserts and stuff, they're like, yeah, we had to film that way rushed toward the end. But one of the things I like about this director so much and what I love about these commentaries is that the movie feels very lovingly made. Freak me the fuck out.
This was the first one that I ever watched. I spent the night at my brother's and he had pay-per-view and it was on repeat and I was fucking terrified, and then he fell asleep and I was just sitting there and I didn't know how to turn off a fucking TV, which doesn't make sense looking back. But I just sat there fucking terrified all night, barely slept, just freezing and watching Chucky on repeat.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of my childhood memories. Yeah. It's like, I can't stop watching, but I'm pissing my pants.
Yeah. And this has some of the most iconic kills in the entire franchise, too. Like the mirror over the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good kill.
Which is something that he goes back to. He loves like the glass falling.
Yeah. Welcome back to season 5 of Porcelain Peak, a strange and scary podcast covering all things horror and sci-fi. I'm one of your hosts, Tone, and I'm joined by
John
and
Internet Daddy, Internet Darling. You know him. You've loved him for so long now. And honestly, it's getting a little bit creepy. And that's why I'm announcing today I'm leaving the show.
What?
I know, right? This is going to be my last episode.
He just gets up and walks out right now.
But I'm Anthony. Hi. Here to reminisce a little bit.
Yeah. So this, if you don't know, is our final episode. So we are still going to do some Chop Talk, share a little bit of news. We're going to play an extended round of trivia just for funsies. And then for our main discussion, we're just going to talk about the show. Yeah. So if you are a fan of the show, then we think that you will enjoy that. Hey, like any horror franchise, nothing ever really ends. Nothing ever really dies. So you never know what might happen in the future.
Stay tuned for the reboot.
The requel.
The requel, yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're good.
Yeah.
All right. For the last time, I have been Tone.
I've been John.
And you have been
the Internet Darling. The boy, the knife fighter, the internet daddy, a million other stupid nicknames and sign-offs that I had over the years. Thank you so much for listening to me. And yeah, I've been Anthony, and this has been a fucking blast, guys.
Thank you all so much.
Last time. Keep it creepy.
Keep it creepy, guys.
Keep it creepy, guys.
And once again, that was Porcelain Peak. They decided again to shut down their show last year. We miss you. We love you. Come back to us. But here to announce the very last category in our show, the Oscars for 2024, is once again the boys in blue, their Canadian tuxedos, Kirk and Crook from a podcast on Elm Street and a podcast on Fury Road. So, Kirk and Crook, please have at it.
It's good.
Yeah.
What's up, Goreheads? It's your favorite Canadian horror podcast, a podcast on Elm Street, and we are the hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And we're here to announce a couple of categories and winners for the second annual Oh Scares Awards. That's obviously hosted by Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. The category is Best Death During Sex.
Yes.
Always a good way to go out, I would say.
Yeah. Not before, not after.
Yeah. All right. The nominees are Banging from Behind Beheading from Hatchet 2, Doggy Style Decapitation from a Serbian film, Cowgirl Split from Jason Goes to Hell, and Missionary Murder from Gone Girl. And the winner is, a drum roll please, Cowgirl Split from Jason Goes to Hell.
Nice.
If you could add any death during sex to this list, what would it be?
Jeez, put me on the spot. Why don't you? Holy.
There's one answer that is on the very forefront of my mind.
The only thing, I don't know what movie it is, but it's definitely someone having a heart attack during sex. I don't know. I feel, yeah, I don't know.
Mine is Beau's Afraid, I think. I think I would add that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That was just funny as fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
You guys were sleepy. Come on, man. You're announcing a category about sex. You need to have a little bit more pep in your step, a little bit more vim in your vigor, a little bit more zing in your thing.
Yeah. There's definitely some a sense of somberness.
They were like really chill.
Did we impose on you? We're sorry. You could have just said you didn't want to do it.
Kirk and Crook, you know we love busting your chops. We thank you guys so much for being a part of the show, for being an announcer, or being announcers on the O-Scares. I guess we're just going to have to rename it the O-Scares, because that's what everybody seems to think it
is. Just remove the apostrophe.
Okay, I'll remove the apostrophe. Apostrophe. A boot. Now I'm thinking like a Canadian.
I think that's the problem, is that damn apostrophe.
You think so?
Screwing people up, yeah.
All right. Okay. Next year, no apostrophe. No apostrophe for you. All right. Yes. Kirk and Crook, thank you very much for helping us out with the show. We do appreciate it. And I can't say we appreciate it enough to each and every announcer and each and every guest that helped us out with the show. You know, and actually to each and every voter who you know, we got on average between, like, I think the lowest vote was about 18, but the highest was 30. So, but yeah, we would like to thank each and every presenter on the show, and we would like to thank each and every voter who voted on our stories on Instagram for helping us out to pick the winners, to get everything put together. It wouldn't have been possible without you, each and every listener, our patrons, Kirk, Crook, and Joni. We do very much appreciate you guys.
But among the other 50. The other just 50. To make us look good.
Yeah. I can't come up with 50 names there's off just the top so of
many,
my head.
There's so many patrons who just...
But yeah, we're going to cut back to our closing announcements here. Once again, we're going to bring back Nathaniel, or Nate, from A Scary Home Companion. So, Nate, we hand the microphone off to you to close us out. Thank you again, everybody. We very much appreciate you all.
We love you. We love your accents.
And even the listeners' accents that we can't hear.
You know you're out there. So,
thank you all very much. And we will talk to you again next week. So bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nate, take it away.
Well, listeners, we all sincerely hope that you enjoyed the show this year. The O'Scares would not have been possible without all of you, and of course, our great guest presenters. Ben and Nancy would like to thank each and every one of you, and of course, all of our guests. Nick and Andy from Slash You Podcast. Josh, Jess, and Seth from Horror Movie Crew Podcast. Josh and Erica from HMC Presents Crooked Tripod. Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. Little Ben and Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet Podcast. Mark and Brooke from A Podcast on Elm Street. And of course, yours truly, Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion. Stay safe and be good to each other.
One more time for those way in back.
Thank you.
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 Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.